This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. This is your host, Tim Link, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. I got a super fun show, really heartwarming show, one that will definitely tap into your heart, tap your intuition, your instincts, and all those wonderful things. And of course, it involves a dog, so we have to do that. Of course, we're going to be talking to author Jen Wilson about her latest book, Healing Powers of a Rescue Dog Named Galaxy. Book's called Galaxy. So we're going to talk to Jen a little bit about the book and how it all came about, and obviously here's some of the tales from Galaxy, which not giving away everything. And then we'll come back and talk to her a little bit about writing the book. How was that? And was that super duper easy or was that really hard? So we're going to pick her brain a little bit about that as well. So everybody hang tight. We'll come back right after this commercial break. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Joining me now is author Jen Wilson, and talk to her about her latest book, The Healing Powers of a Rescue Dog Named Galaxy. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you on board. And obviously, you know, everybody's going to pick up a copy of the book. They're going to see the beautiful and talented and big-hearted pity on the front named Galaxy. So tell us a little bit about Galaxy and a little bit about the book in general.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Galaxy is a 75-pound lap dog. She is a giant couch potato. People are her favorite things, aside from food. She will do anything, go anywhere to get food. And yeah, the book is really just her story and how we found her from a shelter years ago now. And the lives that she touched and the influence that she made. And now she's retired, so she's a full-time couch potato. But we still go out, we still have fun, she still makes all of her friends. And yeah, it's a really good story.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I always tell people, you know, I'm a former president of a humane society, so and I know a little bit about that, and I've adopted, obviously, numerous dogs and cats and other animals over the years. But I always say that animals tend to find us. We don't always find them. And so on this particular day, you went to a shelter with some expectations, and were those expectations exactly what you walked out of the door with?
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. You don't choose the dog chooses you. And that was absolutely the case with us. When we went to the shelter, they were having a special event that weekend where they were waiving all adoption fees. And my son had been hounding us for a dog for years. So we finally decided we would go and we would see. And the only thing we knew was that, you know, we wanted a big dog. And I had more experience with dogs than my husband did. So, you know, the final decision on temperament, energy level, things like that would be mine. And so we went to the shelter and we walked in and we'd actually found another dog. And that was the one that we're like, yeah, this one looks good. And then my husband had walked off to find an employee to bring the dog out and kind of let us socialize with the dog a bit. And my kid and I continued walking down the aisle of kennels and we found this big, giant, bulky tank of a dog. The chopped off ears just laying in the front of her kennel, just quietly watching everyone walk by. All the other dogs were barking and losing their minds because there were new people and new things to be excited about. But she was just lying there. And they had bags of treats on the edge of the kennel that, you know, you could give the dog a treat if the dog was calm. So I reached in and gave her one, and she was so gentle. And so when my husband came back with the employee, I said, actually, let's try this one instead. And we pulled her out and fell in love instantly. She was our one.
Nice. So she's super intelligent, obviously, because she's thinking, hey, everybody else is causing chaos. I'm going to be nice and calm. That'll be something different. Of course, we know, yeah, because we know there's always the heart connection there. And as I mentioned, you know, they always find us in some fashion. And I love these stories because people will say, you know, I'm going to go look for a particular breed or a particular size of dog, or, you know, I'm not going to get a dog. And they show up at the doorstep or these type of things. And I agree with you, and I wholeheartedly believe that the right and perfect one comes along. So you get Galaxy. Galaxy gets acclimated at home and finds the favorite couch to sleep on, I'm sure. But there was a lot more going on in Galaxy, and a lot more Galaxy did offer and continues to offer. You want to share a little bit more on that?
Yeah, actually, with us, you know, we knew nothing about her when we brought her home, only that she had been adopted previously and then returned. But there was no idea as to why, no idea as to her past before she was first brought to the shelter. So we knew nothing. And we brought her home, and within a week, inside our house and with us, she was absolutely perfect. She knew what could be chewed on and what couldn't. She was house trained. She was polite. Like, she understood the boundaries. I never had a dog so in tune with me as she is, because I grew up with shepherds and cattle dogs and herding dogs, which always, I adore them so much, but there's always the air of independence that Galaxy absolutely did not have. And it was probably the easiest time I've ever had teaching a dog the new rules of a new house. But we very quickly learned that there were some underlying behavioral issues. And anytime anyone new came into the yard, anytime anyone new came around her, she would be utterly petrified. Just this high-pitched, squeaky, constant barking. And she'd be trembling. She would be a mess. And even trying to take her to the vet for her first checkup was an ordeal. She got herself so stressed out and so worked up, she actually made herself sick. And I kind of realized, like, this is a problem. I have a 70-pound pit bull breed. It's my first time ever owning a pit bull breed. But now I have a dog that is so utterly terrified, she absolutely loses her mind. And one day, if I don't fix this, she's going to bite somebody, and it'll be out of absolute terror, but it's not going to change the fact that this is going to get worse if we don't fix this. So we hired a professional trainer to help us work through some of her issues. We got her to the point where she could handle a vet visit, and we learned quite a few things. She had been treated absolutely horrendously by her first owners. Her ears were cut off with scissors and no anesthesia. And the vet told us he can always tell immediately because the first ear looks okay. The second ear is the big tell for him, because the puppy is obviously in pain, it's struggling, and it's always kind of crooked and kind of jagged. And that was one of the mildest things that they did to her. So we definitely got some context for some of her issues, and it did help because it gave our trainer a more concrete plan for how to move forward and how to work her through those issues and work her through that fear. And now, you know, 11 years, 10 years later, she views every new person as her new best friend. She will go right up to people, want to be petted, want to lean against their legs so they can pet her whole body. Our trainer was amazing. He definitely helped us so much.
That's great. Yeah, so it's, you know, getting the dog that catches your heart, but don't give up on them, because they still have to figure it all out themselves, especially if they've been through some challenges in their life. And then Galaxy is become, through all those challenges, all the things that she went through in all these years before finding her right and perfect forever home, she then sort of became more known for being having these great healing qualities and actually helping others, even when she looked like she's the one that needed the most help of all.
Yeah, she's a certified therapy dog. Well, she's retired now, but she was a certified therapy dog. And that was her mission. It got to the point, that was her passion. She loved it. It got to the point where, she could be in a dead sleep and she would hear someone say the word work. And all of a sudden she would be up and bounding at the front door like, are we going to work? Do you need my work? Can we go to work now? Let's go to work. Can we go to work? And It was really amazing how much she just kind of threw herself into that and the ability that she had to make connections with people and see them when they were lost in their own darkness. And I try not to anthropomorphize, a dog, and I understand they process trauma very differently than we do. But I like to think that, she endured her own personal hell. And maybe that gave her a little bit of insight to help others who were lost in their own.
Yes, I love that. I love that. I think you're spot on with that for sure. And it's great that you recognize that because, they're always here for a purpose. There's always a purpose that we all have, but animals hold true to that the best they can. So as long as we don't hang on to their past for them and make it their story, we allow them to release the past and go on with their purpose, which obviously Galaxy is a master healer. So that's a wonderful thing.
Yes. And honestly, I found out about it by accident. We had just finished part of her training to work her through her fears and to help her build confidence was to put her through the AKC Canine Good Citizen program and to sign her up for the tests and get that certification. And she passed that with flying colors. And after it was over, I felt like a little lost. I had bonded with her so much in the 6 months and all the training and all of the working and all of the having that purpose and having that goal to work for it. It felt so amazing. And I feel like it helped me bond with her on such a deep level that once it was over, I was trying to think of what I would do with her now. And at that point, I didn't know that she could make that connection with people. I'd never seen it until one day we were at the store and this woman came up to us and said, your dog is so beautiful. She's so well behaved. And I was like, oh, thank you. She's friendly. You can pet her. And the woman said, oh, no, I'm too scared. I don't want to pet her. I think she's very beautiful and she's very well behaved. And I thanked her and wished her a good day. And we went on our way. And two different times as we were walking through the store, she came up to us again to compliment Galaxy. But every time she said that, she was too scared. She didn't want to touch her. And every time I was like, I really appreciate that. That's kind of making my day. Like, thank you. Like, I agree with you. I think my dog is pretty awesome too. And then finally while we were standing in line at the checkout, she came up to me again. And this time she confessed the reason for her fear. She had a curly hair that was kind of over her ears, and she pulled her hair back on one side. And her ear and the side of her face had been completely mauled and shredded. And it turns out when she was a child, she had gotten attacked by a pit bull. And my heart just broke for her. I couldn't even imagine what that must be like. And then to see the scars and see that in the mirror every time you look in the mirror every day and to carry that with you for so long. Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. All I could say was, I'm so sorry that happened to you, but that feels like not enough. But Galaxy was sitting, right at my heel on my left side where she's supposed to be. And finally, the woman, I guess, decided that she was going to try and touch Galaxy. And she reached out this hand to her, and it was so slow. And Galaxy seemed to understand what was happening, because normally anytime somebody acknowledges her existence in any way, she's on top of them wanting attention. But she seemed to understand that, moving toward the woman would scare her, and that wasn't the right move to make. So she stayed so still, and like her whole big blocky face, her expression just became so soft. And there was this moment between Galaxy and this woman that was profound to me. I had never seen anything like that before, and certainly had no idea that Galaxy could do anything like that and connect to this woman who has been carrying this pain for so many years. And that was kind of, I feel like that was kind of Galaxy's way of telling me, like, hey, this is what I want to do. This is what I want my life to mean. And I called the next day one of the therapy dog associations in Vegas to get her certified and get her through the testing. And I found that she can do that with anybody. It's been a really amazing journey.
Love it. I love it. Allowing her true colors to shine. So I do love that for sure. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and continue our conversation with author Jen Wilson about her book, Galaxy, The Healing Powers of a Rescue Dog. We'll pick her brain a little bit about the book and how it is to write a book like this. So everybody hang tight. We'll come back right after this commercial break. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem. But the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Continue our conversation with author Jen Wilson and her book, Galaxy, The Healing Powers of a Rescue Dog. So we know how wonderful Galaxy is and how you allowed her to have her true colors shine through and actually did a lot of good for a lot of people. And now she's got her just rewards being the couch potato and choosing her very own couch, as it should be. So when you're looking back on all this and you see and you remember all these wonderful stories, all the wonderful things she's done throughout her life since she's been part of your family, how did that transpire from these are ideas, these are stories I probably tell friends and family to, hey, I ought to write a book and put all these into a bound memoir, we'll say, of who Galaxy really is?
It was actually a very serendipitous process, I think. I've written stories about Galaxy online, little articles in different places. And one day I got a response from a woman who said, I'm an editor in New York and I love this story. I think this would be an amazing book. Would you be willing to work with me and write it? And I said, okay. So I wrote the book. It took me about 5 months to write it. And Judy, my editor, she took over and she handled, you know, polishing it, getting it ready for a publisher. And she's the one who handled all of the back end. So from my perspective, it was a very, very smooth experience. And the only thing was just patience.
Yeah, because it's a long, 5 months is nothing when you're putting together a book. I've talked to people, the last author I spoke to said that it took her 5 years to put it all down. But she didn't have, maybe, you know, the right editor came along. Judy Katz is your editor and co-writer on the book. And obviously Judy knows what she's doing.
Oh yeah, she's amazing.
But I love that fact that, you know, in my mind's eye when I read through the book and from talking to you is, you know, it's not like, hey, I've got to get these out in a book and then I've got to find somebody to help me edit and I've got to find maybe an agent or I've got to find a publishing house and pushing it forward. And like you said, it was serendipitous. It was almost organic. You had these great stories you wanted to share with people. You'd put them out there in little bits. And of course, when the right perfect opportunity came along, they're going to touch someone's heart and just so happens to be someone, Judy Katz, who wanted to edit and push it on down the road. And I just love that, how that just happened. Because in my mind's eye, it was these stories need to get out. People need to know what Galaxy is all about. And also how, you know, you can learn from that. I'm sure there are people out there saying, wow, I've experienced the same thing. Or I've had the same worries about, you know, fear. Or I've had these own self-doubts and fear. And now I see that, you know, a dog like Galaxy can help me through those.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the pull process was, like I said, it was very smooth. The hardest part for me was I have, you know, going on 10 years now worth of stories that are funny or silly or heartwarming or scary. And that was something that Judy was so wise and she was so helpful with, was helping me pick and choose the stories that would go into the book and making sure that the entire book was telling the message that we wanted to share with the world, which is, you know, Galaxy's story is a dog who saw the absolute worst that humanity has to offer and was able to turn that around. And now she's also seen the best that humanity has to offer. And that's where she chooses to align herself.
I love it. So, as I always say, write a great story about the animals in your life. And, you know, who knows? You not only will be on this show, but you'll have a great book and get a great message out there. So, big kudos.
Thank you.
Well, where can people find out more about Galaxy and you and your escapades, where you're going to be, where to get the book, all that wonderful stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a website, galaxythehealerdog.com. And we also have an Instagram, galaxy.pitbull. And yeah, we're going to be doing interviews and book tours and book signings, mostly in Vegas, a little bit in Salt Lake City as well. But yeah, we'll be around.
Fantastic. Well, we'll get that message out there for sure so everybody can track all the wonderful things going on with author Jen Wilson and her brilliant dog, Galaxy. And of course, the name of the book is Galaxy, The Healing Powers of a Rescued Dog by Jen Wilson and Judy Katz. Jen, congratulations. Wonderful job on the book. Love the stories. Definitely love the message. And we'll look forward to seeing you out there. And definitely give Galaxy a big hug from me, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show today. I want to thank everyone for listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. I want to thank the producers and sponsors for making the show possible. If you have any questions, comments, ideas for the show, you can drop us a line. You can go to PetLifeRadio.com. And we'll be glad to answer your questions, entertain your comments, and bring on the people you want to hear from most. And while you're there, check out all the other wonderful shows and hosts. It's a cornucopia of barking fun. It's at PetLifeRadio.com. So until next time, write a great story about the animals in your life. And who knows, you may be the next guest on Animal Rights, Pet Life Radio. Have a great day.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.